For 50 years, collectors of all stripes from across the country have turned to antiques and collectibles expert Terry Cavell. The Shaker Heights, Ohio resident has scores of antique toys, outdated kitchen gadgets, various pottery packed in the home office she and her late husband Ralph built in the 1950s. Here now, contributor David C. Barnett of WCPN IdeaStream takes us on a visit to this busy operation where Terry holds court over cast-off bits of pop culture.
Terry Covell says the start of her obsession with collectibles dates back to a purchase she made almost 80 years ago.
A mustache cup.
She inspects this ceramic vessel decorated with purple and gold flowers and points out a porcelain strip across the rim on one side of the cup to protect a gentleman's mustache from getting soaked when he sips a cup of coffee.
We were at Niagara Falls, and I had been given, I think it may have been $1 to spend. And my mother kept saying, I'm going to take the money back if you don't buy something. So I looked at everything and I decided I'd buy this cup for a quarter.
Covell says she doesn't know why she decided on the mustache cup exactly, but it was ground zero for a stockpile of stuff that continues to grow. Her home is filled with a wide-ranging collection, everything from classy to kitsch, ancient egg beaters, vintage road signs, and countless other objects.
It is something that's in the genes, I'm convinced. And somebody claims in some of the psychology things that it's like nuts and squirrels. The squirrel that can get the best nut is the one that survives.
And the Covells established an antiques and collectibles empire that has survived for more than 60 years, starting in 1953 with a book explaining the identification marks stamped onto the bases of pottery.
The book went 42 printings. It went out of print and it's now online. And we did it by hand drawing every picture. It was unheard of.
Terry Covell suspects that the success of the first book was a case of really good timing. They got their start at the same time that the American collecting hobby began.
The soldiers all came back from Germany, and they'd seen castles and houses with rooms full of plates hanging on the wall, and they all brought home Hummel figures for Mama. And then they wanted another Hummel figure.
And another, and another. A salesman by trade, Ralph Covell used his marketing skills to convince legendary Cleveland Press editor Louis Seltzer to let the couple write a column for 6 weeks in 1954. The Covells' Antiques and Collecting column has since been syndicated to hundreds of newspapers across the country, and that led to a nationally distributed television program years before Antiques Roadshow.
I saw that back there, but I don't know where the banana
was. Probably is near it. I mean, he was going to do
Terry Covell has a staff of researchers and assistants who work out of her house. The walls of three converted garages are lined with 18,000 reference books, which she's used to produce 100 publications, half of them price guides that collectors consult to learn the value of everything from Beanie Babies to handbags to athletic sneakers.
It's a way of life. And if you're not a collector, like my son, you don't understand it at all.
And so the obsession continues in this Shaker Heights home, brimming with milk cartons and signs and games and Egyptian revival furniture and paintings and plates, a mustache cup, and other pieces of America's past. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.